أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين. In the ayah that was discussed previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how this ibadah of sacrifice, which is called mansak. Mansak refers to the animal that we sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah. Mansak is also the name of the rites of Hajj. The rites of Hajj, or one of the rites of Hajj, referred to the mansak. All the rituals and rites of Hajj, they are given the special title manasik. So we find Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. O Allah, show us, teach us our manasik. So the ritual and the act of Hajj, moving to Mina, and then going over to Arafah, and then coming back to Muzdalifah, the slaughtering, the shaving, the tawaf, and so on and so forth, all of this is referred to as manasik, and including the sacrifice of the animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for every ummah, we had stipulated and prescribed the mansak, the ibadah of slaughtering and sacrificing of animals as a form of dhikr, so that they can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the animals that they slaughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of the ayah said, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, and give good news, convey good news and glad tidings to al-mukhbitin. Who are al-mukhbitin? Al-mukhbitin, those who turn to Allah with humility, those who turn to Allah with humbleness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayah that we discussed today, ayah number 35 of Surah Al-Hajj, he lists some of the characteristics of al-mukhbitin, those who are humble at heart and who turn to Allah with humility. Allah says, al-ladin, they are those, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, when they hear the name of Allah, whenever they pronounce the name of Allah, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts are filled with awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of Allah's majesty, because of Allah's greatness, their hearts are filled with awe for Allah. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. Another attribute of al-mukhbitin are those who persevere. They make sabr and they are patient. They are patient against whatever afflicts them. This is another sign of humility, that when they are tested and when they are afflicted with any calamity, they persevere. They do not express arrogance, and they do not question, and they do not become angry, they do not become upset at the test that they are experiencing, but they are humble and they exercise patience over whatever calamity afflicts them. وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Another attribute of the mukhbitin, those who turn to Allah with humbleness, is they establish salah. They are the establishers of prayer. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And one more characteristic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they spend from whatever it is that we provide for them. They spend in the way of Allah, and they give charity from the rizq and the sustenance, the provision which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of al-budn. Al-budn is a special name given to the big animals. So the camel and the cow, or the bull, the oxen, that are slaughtered, we refer to them as al-budn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of al-budn. He says, wal-budn, and the large animals that are sacrificed and slaughtered, جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these large animals, we have made them as symbols of Allah for you. They are special animals. Once they have been dedicated for the sake of sacrifice and for the sake of slaughter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these huge, large animals that are slaughtered, they are from the symbols of Allah. فِيهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in these large animals, there's a lot of good for you in them. So we learn from this that obviously the bigger the animal, the better the sacrifice. The bigger the animal, the more pleasing it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained and we said, that one should give one's best in sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bigger the animal, you're looking at cow, you're looking at the bull, you're looking at the camel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to these as the symbols of Allah, and Allah says there's a lot of good for you in these animals. Then Allah says, فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافَّ. Take the name of Allah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the objective of sacrifice, and that is that it is a form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connecting ourselves with Allah. Allah says, فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا. So take the name of Allah. Remember the name of Allah عَلَيْهَا over these animals. Also, when you are slaughtering them, remember the name of Allah over them, sawab, while they are in their saf, while they are lined up. Because they are lined up, ready to be slaughtered. So while they are lined up, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are slaughtering them. Now, of course, when it comes to the camel, we don't slaughter them the way we do with other animals. But the camel, we perform nahar. So while they are standing, their certain vessels are slit. While they are standing and they fall to the ground. So they are not made to lie down. And we don't slaughter them the way we slaughter sheep and cattle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why He says, take the name of Allah while they are lined up, waiting to be slaughtered, because they are slaughtered and they are cut in this way. فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا. Allah says, when they fall down onto their sides, meaning they die after being slaughtered, فَقُلُوا مِنْهَا. Eat from the meat of these animals. وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرِ. Allah says, and feed the qani' and the mu'tar. Who is the qani'? The qani' is a needy person, but he's content. Meaning he doesn't come. You have some of them who come expecting to collect meat. Some of them who are waiting there, because they know animals are being slaughtered. So that is not the qani', that is the mu'tabar. Allah says, feed the qani', give the one who has not come, but you know he's needy, and he is sitting in his home content with whatever little he has. Feed that person, wal mu'tar, and feed the one who came expecting some meat. Both of them. Give them to eat from the meat of the sacrificed animal. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu says, this is how we have subjugated these animals for you. We have made them subservient to you so that you have the ability to sacrifice them and to benefit from them. Allah says, this is how we have subjugated these animals for you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in gratitude and give thanks to Allah.